Kayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the N-Dupe show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and from now on.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Big B, welcoming you back to another edition of the In Deep Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for pushing play. Thank you for all it is that you do to listen, promote, and everything that has to do with this show. You know that I do not do this show alone. I have with me today the doctor.
Hey, everybody. How y'all feeling today, man? We doing it early on a Sunday morning. Y'all ready? Let's rock.
Easy like Sunday morning. And it is at this time I would like everyone to rise to their feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, lock arms and kneel if you like, but just all hail the queen.
Hey, y'all. Welcome. Thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate it.
We do greatly appreciate it, don't we, Queen?
We do, as I say all the time.
All right.
No doubt. And we even shout out all our people to let them know that we greatly appreciate it.
Word.
There you go. Word up.
So with all that being said, how was everyone's week?
They're like, y'all old.
Right. Hey,
I can't help it. I like word. I like word. I like dope.
What's up?
Long you're not like get down with the get down.
Man. Right on.
Right.
Oh, boy. Jack leg sucker.
Oh, man.
You what?
I don't know. That's Comb Fox shit.
Yeah, that was off good times.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what
sucker?
Episode was that?
That was the dude. What was the dude? The preacher dude or whatever that was trying to make advances on one of them. I can't remember. And James was like, he said something about you ain't nothing but old jackleg sucker, something.
What in
he
the
called
world
him a jackleg, whatever he said.
What okay. The hell is that?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well.
All right.
Anywho.
All right. For the jackleg.
Gonna put 20 on?
Nope.
Okay. I know you're gonna dig that shit up.
Right.
If it ain't three shows from now, you gonna find it.
Right.
Man. Everything was good. I mean, you know what? This weather is all always been up and down. You know, it hasn't been real, real cold. You know, it hasn't been real. You know, it's raining a little bit, but shit, I can't complain.
I think the irony of I can't even have this conversation because, yeah, can't have these conversations. All right, Queen, how was your week?
Go okay. Let's
dope.
See. Right, it was the opinion. You know he has it. Wait, is that a new Jack song?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't singing that. I was actually singing BBD dope.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was with the dope. Let's see. My week went fine.
How I say dope and y'all switch it the word up and just switch up the whole damn song.
You can't believe a thing about the new Jack song.
Well, right. I mean, I understand that, but I said dope. Y'all said dope.
No, I said word. He said word up.
There you go.
And I did say y'all switched it to word up. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I did say that.
Just keeping in this, you know, time frame of the what you call it?
The job?
Yeah.
Said the gender.
The jive. That's the word I look for.
Okay. Yeah. See, now you really making it.
Right. I'm taking it back, baby. You know.
Okay, want you to say Soul Train.
All right.
You know that's still a thing? I did not know. They still have the awards.
Really?
Yeah. That's weird. Anyway. Sorry.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What, every 10 years?
I don't know how it works out. I don't know. I just saw an advertisement for it. I was like, wait a minute. That's still a thing?
Now, they could bring that back, though, for real.
Well, yeah. Actual Soul Train and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually would probably be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although, yeah.
What?
I don't know. I'm like, I would think you have to give like a lot of space for like dancing. Because, you know, nowadays the dancing is kind of, you know, not that it wasn't a little wild then, but it seems like it's a little different. But I would love to see
but although it was
line.
Wild back then, it was still, let's see if the word I'm using, syncopated. Where
organized.
Everyone sort of moved in a kind of rhythm. Nobody was like,
right.
And I feel like it would be
like all that crazy jumping around shit.
Right. But I don't remember how we even got to Soul Train, but I don't know. I guess because I'm old. But week fun.
Oh, Brian, the little sidebar. I keep thinking about the Netflix thing. Check what was that show Martin Lawrence started on, the comedian thing? What was the name of it?
Stuff Comedy Jam.
Man.
I watch it.
Oh, you already? Okay, then well. But that was pretty good, wasn't it?
25th anniversary?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I think that was the absolute first thing I watched.
Okay.
Somebody put me on to a show that I'm really grinding to stay interested in is Peaky Blinders.
What the hell?
I've seen the little block.
What is that?
I'm still struggling to find out. I think Doc will love it. Now, as I watch, that's all I say is like Doc will love this.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know what it's about?
I can't figure it out.
Two
episodes in and I slept through part of both of them.
Okay, great.
Is it some scary zombie type of shit? No?
I think it has something to do with Prohibition and has something to do with... It's sort of weird. That's what I'm saying. It has something to do with Prohibition. It has something to do with the Prohibition era. It has something to do with horse racing.
What the hell?
God damn.
I'm really struggling. Then on top of that, they're Irish, so it's all heavy. Yeah, so it's like, all right.
But you know what I have been watching real quick? Z Nation. It's kind of like The Walking Dead. Remember the Bernie Mac's wife that played his wife in the show, Bernie? With the big... Mm-hmm. big yeah, she in it.
He said with the big.
Yeah, she. So you know,
you can say breast on this show.
Breasts.
It's one of the few words we do allow.
Oh yeah, well it's pretty good. You know, she's like the leader. She goes hard. You know, she got a little knife and shit. I'm like, oh,
is it like
go on, Wanda?
Funny or is it like real?
I mean, it's not real gory.
So it's not a comedy.
Have you ever seen The Walking Dead?
I'm not a fan, but yeah, I've seen.
Well, it's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, okay,
it's different characters. It's pretty
side though.
Okay,
you know I'm into stuff like that. But carry on.
Yeah, look. Hey, this has been a a very trying week for me. The week started off not in a good place. It ended up physically not in a good place, and that's sort of. Pretty much been it. A lot of weird things have been happening that normally I would engage in to get to the bottom of and get understanding of and clarity of, but I just sort of looked at it and listened and laughed and was like, really? It's all right.
Maybe because it was Halloween?
Ooh.
Perhaps.
No.
But yeah, so that's what the fuck? That's where I've been. But
see, what you should have been
doing.
But
you know what, though?
Was finding the Biggie Jones when we went to the cemetery? You should have been researching.
Been doing that.
Yes, you should.
Should have been doing things that keep the lights on in this house. Like, go to work.
There's that.
I didn't know we were that deep, but yeah.
Shit.
But let's do that first. You want to put me out there like I don't be doing research and shit for the show. Oh, wait a minute. What do we have coming up next?
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's going on? What's going down? What's going around? I got a little bit of news to share with y'all. I don't know. Y'all might have heard it. You might not have, but you didn't hear it from me. But I'm getting ready to break it down. You like that?
We didn't hear it from you.
You haven't heard it from me.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
I liked it better the other way, but.
Oh, okay.
Like, you ain't hear this shit from me.
Because when they go to, whatever way you
when
like.
When y'all go to the water cooler with the shit he about to tell you.
Whatever way you like it, that's the way I said it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Y'all know Chris Love, the drum player, who always had the pick stuck in his head.
The Roots, yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all know he plays for Jimmy Fallon's band on the show.
The Roots, yep.
Yeah, boy. Anyway, Jimmy had to stop the show Friday night. His mother was real sick. She was hospitalized. As a matter of fact, she passed away. So they had to, cancel the show or whatever they were doing and everything. And Questlove just saying, you know, with somebody that close, you know, passes away, you know, your life kind of changes, you know. And some people take it, you know, it takes some people longer to get over it than other people, you know, like grieve in different ways. You know, it's a process and everything like that. So, thoughts and prayers goes out to Jimmy Fallon and his family. Yeah, I just want to put that out there real quick, real short drink. Let me see. Moving on.
You think he should take a good leave, like a month leave?
He should do whatever he feels comfortable with.
Right. I mean, I understand that aspect, but I'm just saying, for the show's sake, do you think he should, or should he, you know?
Well, I don't know. I think, I know that sounds so simplistic, but he really should do what feels comfortable for him, because maybe going to work and being around therapy. Everybody, mm-hmm. right, is like a therapy, and it'll make him feel like better than just going, being at home and sitting there
sobbing.
You know, so it really depends. I mean, like Doc said, it's like you kind of grieve the way you grieve.
I dig that. I think as sort of a, I guess this might come across as a bit selfish, but I think if I was like the show's executive producer or something like that, I'd probably encourage him just to take some time away, have some guest hosts mm-hmm. sit in, and then it'll be sort of like a big to-do, like, hey, Jimmy Fallon's return.
Well, it'll be like kind of like Jimmy Kimmel just did the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. his son was sick, and he had all these guest hosts that popped in.
And see, that's when, like, the In Deep show will slide right in there. If he calls us, you know, we, you know what?
I'm not ready, because
I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, I was going to say, only reason why I would say I'm not ready is because,
like, you get choked up already. You ain't even on TV yet.
No, I was going to say is because apparently I need to go to class where I curse less. So, can you imagine being on, like, live?
Just be a lot of beeping.
Right.
You be like, beep, and then in the beep.
Right.
Yeah, well.
I'm like, that's a fine.
Right. What is the FCC?
Yeah, you only get like so many, I think, before they really, like, you know.
But I don't know. If we were in front of the camera, I think we would know how to censor ourselves. Now, whether we would be funny or not, that's different. Yeah, no.
Well, they have writers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How about that?
And I mean, y'all remember, you know, back in late 2016, you know, we actually wrote a few episodes.
Damn, I thought you were going to say the late 20s. I was going to say, nigga, I wasn't born yet.
You were the closest.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I did writing too. You motherfucker. You're going to be all goddamn smart and shit. But anyway, where was I? Let me get back to so thoughts and prayers go out to Jimmy Fallon and his family. Keep your head up. But yeah, like Queen was saying, you know, it depends on, you know, he might want to just, you know, stay to work, or he might just want to, you know, chill out for a couple of weeks or whatever. You know, so it depends on Jimmy, you know. But anyway, moving on. Bobby Brown and The Estate. Okay, now they had this biopic coming out. Well, it came out about Bobby Christina. But Bobby Brown and The Estate said they didn't want the shit to come out because it depicted Bobby as a real violent bad dad. Okay. And they told, TV One not to let that shit go out. And TV One put that shit out anyway. So, yeah, Bobby Brown and his state apparently sued TV One. So, they was asking for $2 million in damages. But apparently the case was dismissed. Okay. What they saying, though, that Bobby Brown and the estate got some money. They didn't say how much. They didn't say how much. You know?
My but, thing is, if you're going to sue, if you're going to sue them, why you don't sue everybody?
I love you.
Get the fucking crack!
In the what? Okay. Well, let's...
Y'all remember when Bobby Brown was on Family Guy?
You know, I never really got into that show.
What?
Wow.
Wait, okay.
Him can get into zombie, but him can't get into real life.
I was going to say, right.
Well, I can't watch
Family
everything.
Guy's not, yeah.
I got bills to pay. I had to do work.
Let me run that back for y'all. Hmm.
You want to smoke some crack? I love you.
Get the fucking crack!
Oh, that was Bobby and Whitney.
That was Bobby and Whitney in bed.
But they, wait a minute. That was actually on Family?
Yes.
That was like a real curse word.
It was only one.
No, I know, but I'm like...
You wait, allow
did
you, one. Too.
Wait, did you see the... And I know this is like random, because I don't know if you're going to talk about Kevin Spacey. But Family Guy be on it. They're like clairvoyant. Because they had like the one episode where it was like... Brian dared why can't I think of the little baby's name?
Maggie.
Stewie. You're on The Simpsons, dude.
Oh yeah. I told you I didn't watch.
Right, Stewie. He dared him to run through the airport naked and said he just escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement.
Wow.
And that was like I think 2005.
Damn, so dude been doing that shit for a while, huh?
Yeah.
Cause
I'm
just
telling
thought...
you, that was 2000, I think five when that episode aired.
But you got to understand, though, they're in the know, and they probably speak about shit that's being...
Right.
Cause exactly. Because
exactly. It was something right, else. Right. I can't remember
Yeah, but it was something else
that popped off that was like, it was way, like, years before, and then they went back again to Family Guy, and I was like, damn.
Right, right. Like, oh, that shit was true.
Right.
Uh-huh.
We weren't paying attention. Oh, I think it may have had something to do with your president, Trumpito.
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't know that shit.
But still funny. And then and he's right. Like, they've done a couple things where it's like, if you're paying attention, you'd be like, oh, okay. Okay. And then, like, fast forward, like, oh, my God, Family Guy talked about it.
Because if you think about it, probably when that show aired, the joke, because we were unaware of this
exactly.
shit happening,
probably
was
kind
of like, oh,
right.
You know.
Other people knew,
but
we didn't know.
It was being suppressed in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody told somebody
something.
So
you got to imagine that. Now, think further back now. So when that episode originally aired, you know, Kevin Spacey must have been like, that's fucked up. You going to put my business out there like
that. Right. You're not going to be on this.
Man, ain't nobody even got that joke. Don't even worry about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fast forward 8 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry.
Kevin. Goddamn, Bajay. He's a good actor, too. Now, that's another thing when actors get...
Acts like a good person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you see that happening, do you look at the actor in a different light? You're like, I don't even want to go see his movie now because he messed with little boys and stuff like that.
I mean, shit.
Having R. Kelly. His music still sold.
I don't.
You know what? I'm so. Every time R. Kelly tweets something, I'm like, you still haven't hired anyone to advise you not to put shit like this out. Oh my God. It's so uncomfortable at times.
Right.
I'm like, you know the cloud that is hanging over your head. Why would you tweet this?
TMZ walked him down like a line where it was like, oh, friendly and like, hey.
Yeah, that's how they
were
get
asking,
you in.
Right. They were asking him questions about a party and he was like, yeah, it was fun and it was blah, blah, blah. And they said, so about those allegations? And he was like, oh, no comment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
right.
You were just living it up two seconds ago.
Uh-huh.
And answering them, but now you don't have no comment.
If he was smooth, he would have came back with something. He you wouldn't see. That's how they know when you're guilty, when you just cut it off. You don't want to say nothing, man. Just say, man, that's some bullshit, man. You know, I had a couple girls in the house and shit. We was partying and they ain't want to leave. Now they trying to say I'm starting to cope and, you know, keeping them in there under their own.
Your lawyer would poke you in the eyeball because that's say, shut like, up. Too much. Yeah. Too much.
Well, I mean, okay. So you think it's better just to say nothing, huh?
No, I mean, I would just be like,
it's some bullshit.
Right. It's some bullshit. Keep it moving, huh? Right. And keep it moving. Because you know. Because I'm telling you, in that interview, he was like, yeah, we was partying. We was bop, boop, bop, boop, bop. And then it was like, oh, no comment. With his backpack, old ass self. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a minute. Still cutting backpack.
I mean, me too, but he just looked weird. But anyway.
Ooh, speaking of Squint, we got to.
That's a nice backpack.
We need to talk about the MCM store up at the MGM.
Uh-oh.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay,
Please send your donations in.
Go directly to the show.
Okay. All right. Y'all remember back in 1990 even? It seems like you got something else to say. Yeah, I remember back in 1990.
What's up, nigga?
All right. Oh, okay. That was real late right there. Damn. Okay. I'm four stories in. I only had three. I just wanted to make it sound like I had a lot. Ah, y'all remember back in 1994 when Tyrese was on the bus singing about the Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola. How'd that y'all go?
Always
Coca-Cola.
That's all I remember.
Yeah, that's close enough. Yeah, my man started his career back there singing, man. Then he signed with RCA back in 1998. Okay, his little album went platinum. Okay, so he started getting paid then, and then he went on with the Fast and the Furious franchise. You know, so Tyrese been getting it for a while. I don't know how much he's worth, but he joined up with the group Genuine and Tank, TGT. Well, that didn't last too long because Tyrese figured, man, I'm the big money maker. I should be getting paid more than y'all other two dudes. See, I don't ever understand that, though. I mean, if you hooking up, man, y'all, we going to be a group. We all get paid the same damn thing. What the motherfucking problem is? If you that motherfucker bad, go ahead by yourself. You know, goddamn.
That's what he thought.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what's wrong with the boy. I don't know what's wrong with him. But moving on. Apparently, him and The Rock didn't really see eye to eye when they were doing that Fast and Furious shit either. Apparently, they asked The Rock if he wanted to do a spinoff from Fast and Furious, and Rock agreed. But they had asked a lot of the other actors in the movie, too, that they wanted to do a spinoff. But Tyrese said, nah, we were loyal. We said, nah, we're going to stick together. We're going to do things. So he's pissed off at The Rock and shit. But now this bam has made a video. Apparently, his daughter's mother, you know, she's trying to get full custody of their daughter. He pays $13,000 a month in child support. So he had this little video where he went on there crying, talking about, you know, that's the only thing in his life. Please don't take my daughter from me and all this and all that kind of stuff. He was asking where all my millionaire friends, I need, you know, you guys to come help me step up and do all this shit. That's some bullshit.
This is all I got. This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay? I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby. And no one's listening because no one's in the courtroom. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not doing anything illegal, but I don't want nobody. Oh my God, am I doing something illegal by doing this video? Or is this, am I protected by the First Right Amendment or the amendment? Don't take my baby. I'm at $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me? Oh my God.
Part of me feels really bad. The other part of me feels embarrassed.
Dude, man up. I mean,
if he would have acted that good in Fast and Furious, oh,
baby boy.
I mean, shit, his career might have took off even better.
Wow, but look, you know what though? They say like singers aren't really singers until they feel pain, you know, something in their lives, and then when they come back out, they can really, you know, they sing a song about pain, they can really feel it. And
so you think he's about to drop an album?
Maybe. Or? I don't know. Hey.
Either way.
I mean, that was good.
Yikes. But well, the child abuse case was dropped. I don't know if you saw that.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's good for him. So he does get his little girl back.
Ah, cool, cool.
You know. So, but I'm like, damn, $13,000 a month.
Yeah. I mean, but crying like that on the video, dog, you lost a lot of man points doing that shit. But Jesus Christ, I'm not gonna say it's funny. But I mean, it just.
Just for those that forgot.
Well, all right.
Always Coca-Cola.
Okay, I know it wasn't too many words to do do woo woo woo.
But
the do do woo woo. All right.
I don't think it was the singing that propelled him. I think the chicks just like the bald head, dark skinned brother aspect
the big
of
lips.
Yeah. He was cute.
Per queen.
Yeah, cause yeah.
But anyway, so I mean, I felt him like with the whole you're not being able to see your kid and you're trying to be a good dad. I mean, I think he did a lot of stuff that was over the top. But still, I think it was still cool, you know, that he was, you know, trying to get his child back.
He might get some more acting roles with that shit right there. You know what I'm saying? With that crying and shit.
I guess what I don't understand, and I do understand that it's different when you start getting into celebrity stuff and everything. But what I don't, he has just as much right to the child as she does. So you mean to tell me you can't get you a hell of a lawyer team?
But remember, there was a child abuse allegation
right,
against him. So that's why.
But
I mean, it worked out. So the case was dismissed. So apparently he does have decent lawyers. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the wife, well, his ex, you know,
I mean,
and maybe gave him more money.
No,
maybe he don't know about
the 13. He was like,
that was it.
What more do you want from me?
Somebody let him know.
He wants his baby back.
What do you really want from that nigga?
I don't know. I feel bad. Well, I guess I no longer have to feel bad for him, but I did feel bad for him because I'm like,
feel bad for $13,000
a month. Well, that too.
That'd help him cry. Yeah, I'd be crying too.
I'd have cried real tears.
You might have to shut down that Benihana's.
How about that? And this Taco Bell and all that shit he got this house.
Yeah, you might have to close that down, bro.
Uh-huh.
What I don't understand is, like, why you hating on The Rock for getting that money or that shmoney? As Cardi says,
that dude, man, I think he just got issues for some reason, man.
He a hater.
And then you're gonna tell these boys, man, we're gonna sing together, but I'm gonna get most of the money, you know. Yeah, I get you. I get 25,
which is stupid. People really like Tank. I mean, I can't, no,
right?
Genuine. I'm like, eh,
right?
But
right.
I mean, people really like Tank. I mean, he had a really good song out.
He got a
recently.
New album, I think, just came out too.
So, I mean, I don't know what he was thinking about.
It's called Warrior, Survivor, or something like that.
I've never been a Tank fan.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. His one sassy song out. I can't remember the name of it, but it's very sassy.
That y'all just take your clothes off in the shower?
No.
No.
This is about some...
Bend over when you're taking the trash out because the spaghetti sauce?
No.
Not that one?
No, not that one. I don't know. But it has something to do with looking.
Why are you cooking in the kitchen? And your drawers slide down.
No.
And not that one either.
I mean, I'm sure that was probably one of his songs. That's pretty much, right. I'm like, that's pretty much Tank.
Tank. That my boy right there.
Right. But I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm like, why are you being a hater? Like, why can't everybody get some? You know what I'm saying?
That?
Then he's threatening, like, oh, if The Rock comes back for the franchise after.
I quit. No,
right. Man. You ain't going to quit, dog. Nah, shut
how
up.
How about that? How right. about that?
Cause I mean that's a lot of that's a lot of your money.
I wonder how much he get paid for doing this Fast and Furious. I wanted the scale for everybody, him, What's his name? Ludacris. Mm-hmm. And Luda, I'm pretty sure nothing. Paul Walker and Vin Diesel was getting, you know.
Well, yeah, Vin Diesel, wasn't he like an executive producer or something like high
sure
up there?
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that's going to be a different salary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm just curious as to know.
Yeah, they said Luda hasn't said anything.
Because he's smart.
Right.
I like it when you go there. I like the way you use it. I like that you don't play fair. Before disaster, I'm trying to take my time. It's getting deep and faster.
You know what the song I was talking about? It was Effing With Me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the song I was talking about. I had to just look it up.
That's the joint. That joint was pretty hot for a second.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember that song. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But yeah, so y'all think about it. Look that song up, the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, look that up.
I'm trying not to curse, so that's why I said Effing With Me.
Why are you trying not to curse?
Because I mean, I'm just.
Because it's Sunday?
Please.
We on Sunday now, you know.
Right.
You still going to hell. All us going to hell. Ain't no.
Speak for yourself, bro. Yeah, okay. I'm like, I'm not doing anything
crazy. I put
crazy.
My work in, bro.
Right. I'm like, don't you do it.
All right.
But anyway, so look up that song.
Yeah.
Guys.
Everybody, you know, stop what you're doing right now, but don't still listen to the show and go look up that song. And we're going to be right back because that's the end of my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for hanging around. Thanks for pressing play. Greatly appreciate you. And we truly do. If you have any feedback, as we always say, indeepshow@yahoo.com or voicemail 202-750-1437.
So.
Yeah. Queen.
Hey, yo. I was hoping you would say something before this point. But you haven't, so I'm going to ask you. You notice anything different about me today?
Your shirt?
What about it?
That it says Carolina?
What would it usually say on a day like today?
Redskins?
Yes.
Or the skins?
Yes. You know, I'm in a...
I didn't notice that.
I'm in a point of mourning right now. Not that, you know, my skin's badly beat up right now. And I mean, shit, I don't even think we're going to dress the allotted number of people to dress this week.
Damn, that many people jacked up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it's just pretty bad. Mm. But it's a bigger issue than the skins.
Mm-hmm.
You see... Here we go. We're getting ready to round the corner to year number 8. And, you know, we've been rocking with the people that rock with us forever.
Oof.
We try our best to.
Stop saying that.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I know, right? Because it kind of makes us old, right?
I'm like,
but,
oof.
We've been rocking with our deepsters forever. And we try our best to acknowledge. We try our best to reach out. Not a lot, but there's a few deepsters out there that, you know, we even in close and personal. Got the home number, you know, You know, I've had opportunity to, you know, even meet a couple people.
Break bread or
and yeah, or drink. No, absolutely. And that's awesome for me. That's an amazing thing, you know. And large in part because it means so much that our people, you know, call in and interact and they do that. And I hope that other listeners would kind of ride the wave of hearing, you know, some of the familiar voices and sort of get comfortable with the fact that we're able to have fun with each other and you know, go on about our lives. With that being said, if your name like Kmart, I'm just going to sort of omit the fun of football smack talk. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, you know, chime in on your favorite team or whatever, whatever, let me point you in the direction of a great show, the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. You know, those guys, they talk sports with you all day. And, you know, because that's what they do. And they do it very damn well. We don't really do X's and O's and stats and all that stuff on In Deep Show. We have fun. We talk smack. We are passionate. Not that we don't know X's and O's and stats and stuff. But we just talk smack because that's what we do. We like to have fun. In case you never took a chance to look right under our logo, it says it right there in plain letters. It's a humorous view of life as we see it. We don't take nothing too serious. We don't take nothing too light. You know, we try to keep well balanced, just have fun with people. But I got some, for those of you that listened to the show last week, you know, we had some fun last week with one of our closest listeners that's been rocking with us for a long time. And, you know, I was honored to have the opportunity to speak with this gentleman and just off the scene and off the show to find out what his story was. And his trials and tribulations and everything that made him the man that he is today. And, you know, I think myself and the Queen and even Doc, when Doc was more interactive, you know, on social media and stuff, have all at one point acknowledged, you know, Rude Boy and his plight and everything. And welcomed him with open arms to this show. No doubt. And, but last week, you know, we had some fun. Anyone that's been listening to us for years know that, especially when it comes to the NFC East, we talk smack. I don't give a damn if my skins is in last place. I'm going down swinging with my smack talk.
Oh, man.
And we going to go at the Cowboys.
All the time.
And we going to go at the Giants. And we're going to go at the Eagles. It's what we do. And I even thought this year, Queen, that I could broaden the horizons a little bit and just talk smack in general. I was proven wrong on that one. That I couldn't go outside the NFC East and talk smack because, you know, somewhere along the line, Tutu started getting handed out and shit got all squirrely and girly on me and, you know, I had to let it go.
Girly, what?
So, I brought it back. I drew it back, and I just said, let me keep it to my NFC East family and those people that know that I can talk smack to them, and life would just be love, and I'll take my punches the way they give them, and they'll take my punches the way I give. Do you remember last year, Queen? Where there was damn near a whole show in which we talked smack to Kmart. And after the show, you were like, I think you went a little bit too hard on him.
I think I remember that.
And I even went back and listened to it, and I was so close to editing, like 25% out. But you know what? At the last second, someone was like, I think Kmart gets it. And I think he will understand. And if he doesn't, I don't mind extending an olive branch to him to, you know, right any wrong that I did. Kmart listened to that show. He hit me up. The first hit me up with a simple text, good one. Then he came back the next week and he came on the show and he talked his junk and we've been cooling on the other side of the pillow ever since. Met at the draft this year in Philadelphia. Broke bread, had drinks.
Cool.
Shit was cool. Because he understands it's just smack talk.
That's it.
But last week, like I said, we went on Rude Boy. And, well, let's just say Rude Boy sent a message back.
What's going on, y'all? How's everybody doing? Rude Boy M over here. Man, wow. Y'all really went in on me, huh? That's sad, man. I don't know if y'all getting too old, but man, how long I been listening to y'all? I'll let y'all answer that. You know what I'm saying? Being a loyal fan from a few years back, and like I said, I found y'all out from Mr. Moody. And y'all can ask Moody, I've been an Eagles fan, like I told y'all in one of my voicemails. I mean, I don't know if y'all care to know, but when I got in the United States, I landed in Philly. And ever since then, I've been a Philly fan, but I guess y'all too old to remember that. Now, yes, I do live in Ohio, and I lived in Indianapolis and Chicago, and I still rep my Eagles. So I don't know if y'all can't understand my accent, you know what I'm saying? I can write y'all an email explaining why I'm an Eagle fan, but, man, y'all really went in on me, though. Like, anything that I know I'm not fake. I'm not jumping on no bandwagon. I've been an Eagle fan since they sucked. Been an Eagle fan since we lost the Super Bowl. Been an Eagle fan when we drafted McNabb. Now, Mr. Big B, you know, we can talk about football shit. Trust me, I mean, I play fantasy, two-team fantasy NFL. I can go into details and all that, but last time I checked, y'all niggas could have fucking beat the Cowboys. So the reason why I sent feedback is I was happy about my team being, at the moment we're 5-1, and then we beat you, and then you were saying we was not going to go nowhere. So that's why I called back saying, hey, we're 6-1, we just beat y'all. That's why the voicemail was nice and short. But no, you want to be in your feelings and attack one of your loyal fans, tell them about I'm fake. Man, I've been an Eagles fan. You can go back to my Facebook, if you even care about my Facebook, but I know a lot about y'all. It would be nice for y'all to remember shit about y'all fans, but hey, who am I? I'm just a nigga hitting play from Dayton, Ohio, who's an Eagles fan. Yes, we ain't got no Super Bowls, but guess what? I'm still a loyal-ass Eagle fan. You know what I'm saying? So, man, good luck on y'all season. Like I said, the Cowboys just spanked y'all. I was disappointed in y'all, but my Eagles team got strong. We just got Ajayi, and hopefully we can get Chris Johnson. Megatron, you know what I'm saying? So we're doing good. Hopefully we go far this year. Other than that, man.
That wasn't that bad. Well, I don't think about
it. I mean, I don't think it was bad. I mean, he has every right to say how he feels. I mean, I would never discount somebody's feelings. But all I got to say is, first of all, sir, how dare you? You know that we know that you are a loyal fan. We know how long you've been riding with us. So Come on, man. Rude boy, come on, man.
Yeah, why you want to call us old, man?
Well, first of all, I'm
seasoned.
I'm like, I would prefer to get old or older because the alternative sucks. And I ain't ready for that yet. So
how about that?
So I'm fine with being, call me old, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's all good. I mean, we never claim to say, hey, we're young people.
That's right.
We don't. I mean, we talk about our age all the time.
Smart to get old.
I mean, hell, in the beginning of the show, we talked about how we were. So that's not, you know, whatever. That didn't even.
And you know, they talk about how old I am all the time.
Well, sure. I mean, because you're old.
See what I mean? See.
So you are old.
That's right.
But it's fine. But I just feel like
knowledge from college.
I'm just like, rude boy, for real. I mean, it seems like you had pockets of where you got it. It was like some good football smack talk. But then the other part, you seem like you got in your feelings, you know. Because like I said, you know, I mean, we know you're a loyal listener, dude. You know that.
We love you,
I mean,
dog.
I don't have that many, like, people. I know B probably reaches out to a lot more people, you know, that listen than I do. But I'm like, you and I communicate all the time over Facebook. You know, now mind you, I don't know. I mean, we don't, you know, have verbal conversations, but we communicate all the time over Facebook. So you know how, and I'm speaking for me, you know how I know, you know, but that's fine. You know.
That's all good, dog.
I'm glad
we
you got it.
Still love
out.
You, Pepper.
Was
okay.
No, that was not.
Okay.
I
had a few blues, you know, the blues, the blues, you know, mess with the notes a little bit. We love you, Pepe. Big easy.
Right. I'm like, you, come on, man. You all right. You all right.
You all finished?
Stay tuned, Nick.
Oh, there's a part. There's another one. Am I going to have to go back and revise what I said?
Nah, I just asked where you guys finished.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to speak on it as well.
Okay.
Okay. First thing I want to say is,
and our feelings just aren't feelings anymore. They're just the words that come from whispers from people we don't know. And our feelings.
Rude boy, rude boy, rude boy. You know, I was always told, unless we're talking about Doc's diagnosis, I was always told the only thing worse than being wrong is being loud wrong. Now, I dig it. You got your panties in a bunch because you felt, oh, Big B came for me. So from that, you reached into your bag and you let out maybe all the things you might have always felt about us, that you sort of feel we're old and, you know, I don't know what the real meaning behind that is, sort of like how thug is the new code word for nigga, so I don't know if old is your word for wanting to call, say something else about us on this show or what have you. Yeah, speculation at this point. My point is this. I invite you to go back and listen to that segment. Yeah, it sort of ran on a little bit, but if you listen closely and listen void of emotion, there was a point in which I started off talking about you. I was throwing jabs that usually when you leave messages, you leave longer messages, blah, blah, blah. And you left a short message. That was the only part of that entire thing where I was talking directly about you. The conversation went on with Queen, Doc, and I talking about people being loyal to their team. I understand your situation, sir. We sat down and we talked about your situation, sir. But even though your situation is what it is and Philadelphia is where you touch down and da-da-da, this is smack talk. Not necessarily always fact talk. It's smack talk. So you're gonna take jabs. You're going to say stuff that may be a little off base to get your point across, to get your jab in. That's the name of the game, sir. I understand Philadelphia was your first point of origin or what have you, however you want to word that. I don't have a problem with whatever the hell team you choose to root for. It's smack talk. And when you chose to engage with me in smack talk, see, the listeners don't get to see all the side shit that you send me and inbox shit that you send me and crying Jordan faces and all that shit. They don't see all of that. That goes by the wayside. I let it go because it's smack talk. You see, if you were really a smack talker, you would have understood that your team is number one in the league right now. You could have just said that, dropped the mic, and the whole thing would have been over. But you chose a route of going in your feelings and want to take jabs at me and my crew about us being old. So I guess us, the fact that we old, that means what? We're not capable or what? I don't know what that means. I invite you to speak more on that if you dare. But the point is, dude, lighten up. We were just playing. Go back and listen to what we said. Okay? What I talked about dealt more with people of their original origins that aren't loyal and aren't ride or die. You see what I'm saying? I'm from an area where my team, you know, achieved greatness for the decade of the 80s. And we really haven't done a lot since then. So a lot of people jumped, a lot of people in this area, being that it's so transient and the such, a lot of people aren't that loyal. So I got people that I grew up with arm in arm that were Redskins head to toe, but now fly cowboy flags and the whole shit. Those are the people that I'm talking about, sir. So please, if you can, take everything out your pockets. Walk around the room, gather your feelings, put them back in. If you'd like to go back and listen to that show again, you'll see if you pay attention, started off talking about you. I made a comment about the fact that you can only dedicate 45 minutes to your team while they're doing good. Then we moved on, and Queen wanted to ask me questions about my take on people's loyalty and this and that and this and that, and that's what we talked about. You went running with open arms to embrace all of that shit. So clearly, you might have some demons within yourself that you might want to address. Not with me or my crew and our age and our capabilities or whatever else that we're doing. Okay? Hope that clears that up. Hope it clears it up with everyone. You know what I'm saying? The bottom line is, love who you love. I don't care. I love to talk smack. It's fun to me. It's fun to try to make people laugh and blah, 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 and move on from it. But I'm seeing this year, more and more people are more and more sensitive. And I don't know. I don't know if this is some shit that Trump is doing, but I don't know. But there's a lot of sensitivity going on. If I said anything directly to you that you felt was a low blow or a shot, you have my number, Chief. Reach out to me. And I'll be man enough to say, hey, you know what? When I said this, this is not what I meant, and I will apologize or what have you. I'm not above doing that. So, just keep it 100, fam. It's all good.
Okay.
What was that? Hmm? What was that, a cutoff sign? Huh? The baseball joy, you said?
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, okay. I thought that was maybe something that y'all had on the side.
Oh, no.
You know, the what's in my drink signals. Okay, cut it off, Nikki.
No.
I was just trying to make
He sense. Said what he said.
Hey, oh.
Ooh, I mean,
hey.
I guess, you know, everybody has the right to
it was
to their voice.
Eloquently put, too, my friend.
I'm just saying, I'm like, ain't nobody behind this mic a professional. We're human beings. So,
there you go.
You know. And that's it.
We still love you, Peppin.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? You gonna cut that? I don't even know what you're trying to do.
Well, you know,
okay. Like just stop. Whatever that is, just stop. Okay. I mean, but for real, it's like we're not professionals, man. I mean, we're human beings with feelings and emotions, just like you know, the person on the other side of this. We just, you know, doing what we do. Hey. But anyway, all right, so let's move on. So last week's question.
Kmart, hit me up. Let's talk some Spanish.
Last week's question was about, you know, your best friend. I'm just going to paraphrase it. Your best friend's scheduled to get married. You think he needs to postpone it because he's going to inevitably hurt his fiance. Should, you know, should you pull your boy up and do what best friends do and tell the truth, or should you just let it go and whatever, you know? So we got some feedback. So Miss Davis said, so what kind of friend are you if you didn't tell him when he told you he was going to ask this woman to marry him? She has the emojis. Because if you told him then and he does it anyway, then there's nothing you can do but grab the popcorn and watch what happens. So I'm like, word. So Derek says, if you were boys, you would have told him that already. Let him know. So Mr. Jenkins says, tell the truth. Exclamation point. And then Mr. Nolan says, I don't know that I would discourage them from getting married, but I definitely would have a heart to heart with them and tell them what I see from my point of view. People show and prove when they really need to most times.
You know, I think I know that the brother known there. You know, I've listened to a lot of his feedback, and I think Nolan would be great as a
Jan Van Zandt.
Yeah, you know, a motivational speaker, counselor. Right, right. You know, he always has a lot of insight, and I've never really seen a flaw in much of anything that he says, other than the fact he's a fucking Cowboy fan. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go back to football.
Right. Okay. Smack talk. All right. So one of the questions that I posted. So I want to ask you guys this question. That'll be our question.
No, you know, we can smack talk too.
Question of the day. Would you be okay if your significant other went out to lunch or dinner with their ex? I'm like, boo.
No, we're married. You mean if we weren't married, or we would just, you
your
know.
Your significant other doesn't say married or not married. It just says significant other.
Hell no. If I say no and you do it anyway, that gives me carte blanche to go out with my ex. No.
He's like, some episodes.
He's having a battle with himself.
Right. Okay. I'm like,
look, no.
Touch a nerve.
No, no. Maybe.
I'm like,
no.
The threats.
Nah, hell no.
Okay.
So. And you better not ask me that shit either, even if you were thinking about it. God damn it. What kind of shit is that? You saw him, y'all talk, that's it, that's that. You married now, bring your ass on home. Yeah, there's no need for lunch. Nigga, you hungry, go lunch by yourself. My wife coming home, and don't let me catch y'all eat together. It's like, it's gonna be some smoke in the city. Be some furniture. Some furniture moving.
I feel
I
that.
Want answers.
I feel that. The condition of our relationship would determine how I would feel about it. If we're good and I'm comfortable and I'm and I have all of the trust in the world in you, I don't care. Just like I wouldn't care if we go to the club and, you know, we sort of branch off and you go dance with another, as long as you ain't doing nothing disrespectful on the floor, he ain't disrespecting you, and you dancing, I'm like, I know she's gonna be tonight. You know, I'm good. You know what I mean? But if we're like, if things are not good and, you know, yeah, I don't think I'd be that comfortable with it.
But if things aren't good, why would you even give a...
Well, I mean, just because they're not good doesn't mean we're not still trying. And unless you're letting me, I mean, if it's, again, that's a whole nother thing. If we're on the way out, then yeah, I don't give a fuck. But yeah, if it's like, you know, maybe we just had a big disagreement or a fight or whatever, and you talking about, Ricky Bobby wants to take me to lunch or something.
Not Ricky Bobby.
Right? What in the world?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Old Chauncey want to take me to lunch.
Oh, they got those.
You know, yeah, nah, it's not a good time for that. Nah.
Ooh. All right.
You know what I mean? Right now, we need to get our bricks lined back up. And then, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I kind of...
fuck that.
Doctor said whatever.
But I think deep down inside, regardless, I kind of would rather not. Mm. I would rather that not happen, whether we're good, great, or indifferent. But I don't think I would be as opposed to be like, I don't ain't comfortable. If I'm going to be like, shit, all right, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
You know, do your thing.
Fuck that.
Well, I'm trying to think like that was me. It really honestly depends. I think I would be, you know, like I kind of feel like what B was saying, it really depends on where we are, but mostly because I'm like, hey, I know me, like I have the fortune to be in a good place with everybody, you know, like all my exes, and we're cool, you know.
How many are more than
enough? So
like a big encyclopedia full of
enough. Well, like I mean, volumes. Everybody's not an ex just because you pass through, you know, that don't mean they're ex, but my actual exes, you know, like we're all cool, you know what I mean? So I'm like, so I totally could go to lunch or dinner.
Speaking on what you just said, everybody's not an ex just because you passed through.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, just I could totally
pass through a state, that don't mean,
you know, like you live there. Football team. Like, well, like, anyway, so so anyway,
that's the sound I
that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I was trying to get as close as I could.
Yeah, sound like a cat falling off a roof.
Right. See if we can make that boy laugh again.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I know like how I am with my exes, and I'm comfortable. I feel like I would be fine, you know. Now, if it's my significant other, if he would be okay with it, I don't know, because and he might have a problem with it because I'm cool with them, you know. So I don't know, you know. But I think like if he was to say, hey, one of my exes wants to meet up for lunch, I'd be, you know, or dinner, I'd be like, yeah, okay. You know, because I feel like if there's no trust, then there's no relationship. And if you're going to get back with the ex or do something with the ex, you're going to do it regardless.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I feel like that's just what it is, you know. And it's like sometimes even people talk about their exes or their baby mamas and, you know, like you'll... You know, you might get back with your baby mama because it's familiar and y'all have like a relationship, or, you know, y'all had at some point a relationship there. So maybe, you know, something might still pop off from time to time, you know, between y'all.
I tap that thing. Mm-hmm. Just see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm like, if you're going, you know, you're going to do it, you're going to do it. So you go to lunch.
I'm not
going
to give you permission to go.
But I'm saying, well, you're not. But I mean, if you're going to. If you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if I say, oh yeah, I'm cool with you going to lunch or dinner with them or whatever,
it's
you know,
just lunch.
Whatever. Like it is what it is. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do something, you're going to do something. So anyway, so let me get to what the Deepster said.
Can I kind of vouch for you on something? I kind of feel like from what I know about you, I would think your man wouldn't have a big deal with it, because I think he knows that you're the type of person that would like what's that line Erykah Badu had in that song? I know I'm a lot of woman, but not enough to divide the pie.
Mm-hmm.
I think he knows that you would instill that in him.
That's
because I've seen what you've done with your other friends and stuff like that, and they know that about your character.
Just saying, so. See, and that's it. That's also too. You gotta know somebody.
Exactly, because you.
You know, I mean, if they like a hoe bag,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? You might have to keep your eye on them. But if they, on the other side, if they a hoe bag, you don't want to be with them anyway. Because then you're going to be worried and stressed at all times.
If I know she a hoe bag, I ain't going to be worried. Because I know she a hoe, so she probably going to do hoe shit anyway.
Why would you be with
her? You talking about your significant other?
Let me hit it before you go. Eat. Let me hit it go. Huh? What'd you say?
Are you talking about your significant other's a hoe bag?
Yeah, that's what we talking about, right?
Oh, I didn't know. Remember, I do things over here as well, so I do know. Yeah, so I didn't know.
You don't do nothing over there. You hit one button and talk.
Right. That's why 8 years you still can't get on this side.
Yeah. Okay.
Because anyway, you won't let me over there to learn.
Because I want there to actually be a show. I need you to work that one button. You had to start
somewhere, man.
Can you finish working that one button 1 year successfully?
I'll work one of the eyes successfully. You keep fucking with me.
Anyway. All right. So let me go.
You better not turn that damn mic off. I know you touched it.
So let me go ahead and finish reading the questions. So Miss Davis says, just bring me a plate, please.
Oh,
I'm like, that's what's up.
She just wants something to eat, huh?
That's what's up.
Okay.
And Rose said, sure. If I can't trust them, what's the point? If they want to cheat, they will cheat.
Yeah. Put my whole finger. What the fuck? Why you want to go with the motherfucker anyway? Y'all have a few words, okay? You know, we had a... Remember back in the day we used to do this and do...
But you never know. Maybe an ex has a different reason that has nothing...
nostalgic reason to...
Or nothing. Or maybe it has something to do with they want your opinion on something. Or maybe it has something to do with something totally different. It has nothing to do with, you know, because y'all used to date.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Can I finish reading
these? But it has something to do with what the person just said.
Oh, okay.
So, you said if they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Well, my thing is, if you're going to get hit by a car, you're going to get hit by a car. But don't you increase your chances if you run around on the highway?
Ah.
So, I guess why would you walk your mate to the lions then and be surprised if they get eaten by a lion?
But...
Some would say.
I mean, but it's the same thing. Like, even if you didn't say, hey, it's cool for you to hang out with your ex, I mean, they could be going into 7-Eleven and getting a bag of chips and see somebody in line and be like, hey, girl, you got a fat ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat.
All right, I feel you.
So that's where I'm coming from, and I kind of feel like that's where, you know, Ro was coming from.
I do understand. I was just, like I said, playing devil's
advocate. No, I know. So... let's see. Stone from Forget That Yo. He says,
"Yo,"
and he actually says, "Forget that yo." If he wanted to take you to dinner, y'all should have stayed together. Now we can all wait.
Can I get my tambourine?
Right. He said, "Now we can all go, so I can eat all the expensive shit on the menu, and he can pay for it. Plus." I will never break eye contact with him and make this whole experience very uncomfortable. And I was like, damn, not straight eye contact. Why you eating like you in prison and shit? Just looking, y'all eating. So,
wait a minute.
So he's saying he would go.
Oh, with them?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
He's like, and make him pay for it. And give him eye contact the whole time.
Pimp dude.
You know what I mean?
Get extra cheese on the burger.
Yeah, right. You don't normally have extra cheese. You don't normally put an egg on your burger, but you're doing it today.
Look, you don't put shrimp on the cheeseburger.
You know what I'm saying? You don't normally have foie gras on a burger. But it's good
shit when you do, though. Right. That's what I let you know.
Right. You don't have foie gras on a burger, but you're going to do it.
Cheese. Sardis. Okay, cool, man.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what? Even if my girlfriend or wife or whatever would have just came up to me and asked me that question, I might.
No. Okay, have some more when y'all ready. When you finish.
Yes, God.
Oh Lord.
If she wants something to eat, can you wait till I talk? That's why I keep your mic on. Deeps, as I like to turn to the Book of Davidoff, section 12, page 3.
Is that a cologne?
This passage here was spoken by Forget That Yo. You see, and in this chapter, he says, if you want to go out to dinner, your ass should have stayed together. let me run that back to you one more time. Watch your ass. If you want to go to dinner together, your ass should have stayed together. See, y'all looking at that on the surface. See, y'all couldn't work it out when you was together. You had the opportunities to eat dinner together every day. You could do lunch, breakfast, brunch, everything. Fourth meal, Taco Bell. You could have did it all.
With that ass.
But you chose not to. You chose to let that firm, supple sheep walk the lonely, cold streets until they was taken in by the warmth of another man's loins. But now all of a sudden, you want lamb chops. Now all of a sudden, you want all of the finer things that you had at your disposal. But now you don't have them no more, but because somebody else having you want them back, because you're egocentric like a little baby. You wasn't playing with that toy till I picked it up, and now all of a sudden you want it back.
Preach, preach.
You see, if you want to have dinner together, you should have stayed together.
There you go. There you go. Don't ask me that question again. Smack shit out you.
All right. Okay. I'm not really okay. Go back to the rest of it. Yeah. All right then.
There you go.
All right, Mr. Johnson says, no nigga, you can buy her dinner. You ain't eating it with her.
Ah. Okay.
I'm like, carry out?
I don't know.
Sinners and saints, saints and sinners. At this time, I'd like to direct you to the book of Rocky Patel, chapter 4. Yes, it's in this chapter in which Brother Johnson speaks. He says, you can have the dinner. Oh, Lord, say it again. You can have the dinner.
Have the dinner. Preach.
You but you won't be eating it with my bitch.
God.
You see what I'm saying?
God.
You see what I'm saying, saints and sinners? You can have the dinner. You can go to the store. You can put your 40-hour work week in.
There you go. There you go.
You can run to the liquor store, cash your check where they're going to take 25%.
25% every
what
time.
You got left over, you can go.
And I know.
To the restaurant.
That shit hurt.
Buy the food. Set the table. Light the candles. Order the wine.
Got candles. That's a good restaurant.
But you're going to imagine my bitch being there because she's going to be with me.
Ooh. Lord have mercy. Lord. Okay. Don't ask me that question again. I'll smack shit out you. All
right. Okay. Woo. Lord. That was a lot. All right. Mm-hmm. So let me finish this one because I have a couple more to go. So Derek says, yep. I've learned that it is easier to trust than to doubt.
Ooh,
you know?
Words of wisdom.
Okay.
No, that wasn't enough on that one. Now, keep your books closed.
No. Okay. All right.
I had to shake the tambourine.
Right. Okay. So, well, I'd say BTG, but he said, going on a dinner date with an ex, where'd I do that at? It better be a setup involved after they get that check. None?
Setup.
I was like, none? Okay.
Setup.
It said, this time I'd like to divert your attention to the book of Ashton, chapter 8, verse 6.
Is that another cigar?
He make them up as he go along.
Brother BTG says, after I get out my feelings, I'll send in some feedback.
All right.
And then he says, he says, listen here, baby. My job at Dunkin' Donuts ain't quite paying the bills like I used to when I was on Wall Street. So what you're going to do is, remember that fine stockbroker brother you was messing with before me. Invite him out to lunch. Make him pay for that lunch. You put the girls on display. Let them see some of the girls right there into the areola, I say.
Areola. Oh.
After you get them drunk, you get them in the car. I'm going to hit them in the back of the head. We're going to take a bank card. We're going to empty it out. Because there's a setup. Lord have mercy.
Oh, shit. What church is this?
I don't know, but I don't go there.
17.
Lord.
Church is a Bonnie and Clyde. You see, all I need in this world of sin is me and my girlfriend that just took this nigga out to dinner to set him up to rob him.
Oh.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. All right. Thank you, Jay-Z.
Okay, I kind of just got like three more to get through.
Damn.
That's what's up.
Let's go back to church.
No, or you don't have to. So Miss KJ says, yeah, I agree. Trust is imperative. And Miss Tonya says, yep, trust is a must. And Miss Murphy says, yes. That's all she said. But I meant to go back to okay. Wait, I can't finish. Okay.
I just wanted to.
All right.
I just wanted to acknowledge some of our deepest feedbackers. Miss Murphy, where you been? Just wanted to say hi.
Where have you been?
All right. I meant to say under Miss Rose's comment that Miss George said, well said. So, shout out to Miss George for responding.
Well, all right.
Get it in, Miss George. How you doing?
All right, Miss George.
Well said.
Wow.
All right.
That is eat.
So we already got the question.
Mm-hmm. No more questions.
No.
I feel like we are done.
Deaconess Doctor, could you please?
Yes, sir.
Before the people leaving, can you get? We need to get the offerings from the people.
All right. I'm passing it around right now.
Thank you.
That's the offering.
And can you pick up the hymns while you're out there?
Pick up the hymns and pass the offerings.
Thank you.
That's a lot of work. All right.
Well.
I feel like it was a long show, but it really wasn't.
It really wasn't.
Mm-hmm. We did a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anywho, indeed.
I do not love Donald Trump. It seems like every day, I hate him more. I can't say hate. Hate is a strong word, isn't it?
It is.
It's a strong word, but he's just, it's like every time he starts to talk, I'm just like, what fucked up shit you gonna say today, Mr. President? And I know it's like a lot of countries and you know, places be like, y'all got to do the fuck, why? But y'all have this guy as your president. You know, that makes us look bad. But what are you going to do? Hey.
Well, see, they used to be able to say stuff about our country like that, but they stopped doing it because they knew people were getting sensitive. Doctor!
Yes, sir. Let me see. Two fingers for being here with my family today on a Sunday early. We got it done. Redskins. What time the Redskins play today?
I don't know. You can check with the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
All right. Okay. Just happy to be here with my family. Two fingers. Let me see. I don't think I have one finger. Another two finger for having my tambourine back. I haven't seen it in a while. You know, you get ready to take that motherfucker too in a minute, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I got another two finger. Two fingers for all our listeners, the ones who love us and the ones who don't. For right now, you'll be back next week. We love y'all. That's it.
Great.
Let's see. Two fingers to the sunshine.
Sunshine.
Folks, get down in the sunshine. My life. So two fingers to that. Let's see. Do I have a one finger? I want to say one finger to that high speed chase they did yesterday on 495, like they in California. We don't do high speed chases here, people. Not on the highway, because it's already trafficy. So you can't really do one. So, I mean, unfortunately, it resulted in a death, but you can't do high speed chases on 495.
There you go.
Okay? You just can't do it. I mean, especially on a Friday. I mean, don't. Just don't. Right. Just don't do it. Oh, and I want a side asterisk shout out. Give a shout out to Teddy from the Why Not podcast and the Black Astronaut podcast. And shout out to Rashani. Okay, him too.
Okay, there you
I was
go.
Going to say Stone.
All right.
For sharing the show. And Rashani for sharing the show like they always do.
All right. My brothers.
Absolutely.
And off that drink. That's his other podcast.
Yeah. Two fingers to the dynamic team of me and the Most High for letting me win. For letting me be chosen to get up and get it right one more time. Try to get it right one more time. Shoot my best shot.
All right.
Thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be. You know, one thing that us Black folks are not guaranteed is to see the age of 47. I'm happy to be here.
Amen. Well, I'm not there yet, but amen.
Yeah,
to getting older.
I surpassed it.
You know.
Shut up.
So, yeah. So, I embrace this
amen.
Lovely
alternative
skin.
Sucks.
I embrace this salt and pepper life. I embrace it.
Hey.
I don't. That's what Miss Clara is for.
That.
See, why do you women do that?
Be formed against me.
Gray is beautiful.
Because you just said.
Gray is beautiful.
On a dude. And it depends, though. I have seen some salt and pepper sisters. It looks.
What?
They look beautiful.
Man, if they know how to rock that joint.
Yeah. And it, I mean, but sometimes you don't get so lucky where it comes out and it looks so nice. Yeah.
Well, see, it depends. Sometimes I think it depends on the hairstyle, too.
Well, I don't even think it's the hairstyle. I think sometimes it just depends on the way your hair grows out your head. And salt and pepper could look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my friends.
Have you given
really
it a chance,
her.
Though? See, that's
no,
the whole.
No, thank you. Give me some years.
You're trying to hold on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Give me some years.
Hold
yeah.
On. Hold on, Becca.
Hold on. And, maybe when I, by the time I get to your age, maybe.
What up?
So and you're using that hair color now, though?
Yeah, still my one finger, two finger.
Yeah.
And
so that means that you know. I know.
And
you're waiting for that, right?
I'm not going to have one finger today. I'm not. But Queen said something.
Oh boy.
That reminded me that there's something that I like to. There's a song that I like to play at least once a year because it's such a feel good song and such a feel good message. I'm going to close the show out with that song today.
Okay.
So yeah, if you'd like to. Stick around at the end. You can do that.
Okay.
Yep, you can do that. Another show in the bag?
Show enough.
It's all done. I'm not going to let Doc back on the show now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Doc, how you doing? Hey, your mic's on now.
Okay. Welcome back. Welcome back.
I was going to say, make sure y'all listen to us with your headphones, please. And maybe not in the morning. Just putting that out there.
Right.
How about that?
I'm just saying. If you can't.
Have a drink in your hand.
I'm just saying.
So we're going to slightly change the ending of the show.
Mm-mm.
But we're going to get out of here. As always, in closing, we like to say.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit. Thank you.
sweet little thing to hold you. When I look into your eyes, my pretty sunshine, pretty little sunshine, baby. Sunshine. And I almost cried. And now my friends say I'm such a lucky guy to have you in my life.
Baby, you light my skies.
You make my day so bright. This song right here is for our sunshines. And if anybody out there got kids, and you love yours like I love mine, I want you to close your eyes and put your hand on your heart and give them the true definition of sunshine. I want y'all to listen and repeat after me and go home and tell your kids.
This is for your sweetest touching. You won't ever want for nothing. Anything you want, I give you. Especially if I have you. Cause I love you. Anywhere you go, I follow. Anything you want, I teach you. Won't be easy, but I need you. Baby. You know I love you. Baby. I gotta hold you because I love you. Baby. I gotta hold you because I love you. I really need you. I gotta have you.
You know that I love you so. It's a pleasure just to watch you grow.
Now I want all of you out of my goddamn